The Mind Aware, 389.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the Mind Aware Show. I'm so excited to talk with you today because you've heard me say many times that if you want your business to grow, the best way to get your business to grow is for you to grow, right? You have to grow yourself. And so it's really exciting to talk to Devi Adeya today because she is the creator of the Consciousness Upgrade. How do you like that? Consciousness Upgrade Framework. Isn't that just like the best word ever? She is the host of the Spiritual Entrepreneur Podcast, and we're going to talk about really how to up-level your business, how to get your unique message out to the world by up-leveling yourself. So hi, Devi. Good to have you here.
Hi. It's so great to be here, Dana. I'm so excited to share this with your beautiful listeners. Hi, everybody.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. And I have to say, I just love your terminology. So maybe we'll start right there. What do you mean when you say a consciousness upgrade?
Well, as you know, because of the beautiful work that you do in the world, you know, everything that we do is based really on our consciousness, right? And I liken it a lot to our whole system being like a computer. So I come from technology, used to work for Oracle for years, and I have a dual degree, one of which is in technology. And so I think about when you have a computer, right? Have you ever had your computer where it's just like stuck and frozen and you're trying to get things done, but you just can't do it? It's like it won't do what you need to do. And the reason why a lot of time is because we have a CPU, just so much processing units, right, that we can use to do what it is that we're doing. And sometimes in our own consciousness, very much like a computer, we can have programs that are sucking up our CPU from our past, right? We can have, you know, different programs that are running that are no longer meant to be running that are causing our system to fail. Or we could have even a disconnection to the internet or the cloud or, you know, where really all of our intuition lies, right? And one of the things that a consciousness upgrade does is it allows you to really take those programs off your system, deinstall them, reconnect to that beautiful space where all of our, you know, downloaded wisdom lies, and then really create a new system for operating in your life that propels you forward. And you know what that's like when you remove the old systems, we reboot, right?
I think this analogy is just genius. Obviously, you downloaded this because this is just absolutely brilliant analogy. And it cracks me up that you are both a spiritual entrepreneur and you come from the tech world. Like, you've got that whole right brain, left brain thing really in your whole brain thinking, Chica. That's really, really good. So let me see if I can paraphrase this back. And if I've got this right, then what you're saying is that just like sometimes you need to upgrade your computer to handle the new, latest, most awesome software, sometimes you need to upgrade yourself in order to handle the new, awesome you that's coming through. Is that safe to say? It goes like that?
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of times we just keep running in a crashing computer and wondering why things aren't working. Right. So...
Right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's such an interesting analogy. I feel like we could just spend the whole rest of the interview just talking about those pieces because it's so important. So you are really good at helping entrepreneurs, and particularly entrepreneurs in the spiritual niche, but, you know, really any entrepreneur who considers themselves spiritual or wants to be connected to get their message out to the world. And so do you have any recommendations for how to have more intimate connections with our clients or with the people that we're serving?
Absolutely. So, so I work on multiple layers. So one of the things I do, I help people launch their own global podcast platform, which is one of the ways I feel like you have here, a great way of reaching people and getting your message out in a beautiful way. I do the same thing, and I find that that's really powerful. And whatever platform you're on, when you can really speak to the soul of a person, when you can speak to the essence of who they are inside, that's when you really connect with a person. And before you go on any platform, if you can just kind of close your eyes for a minute, like we did before we came on in the green room, right? Yeah. Take a few deep breaths and connect into whoever you're going to be serving, whether it's, you know, you're sitting across the table or you're on a large platform like a podcast or you're on a stage. And feel into the connection with that person, like I feel you right now, the person who's listening in right now, and feel into what it is that they need, and then ask to be guided to serve them in the best way for them. And you'll find that things that you wouldn't even think about, especially if you're connected to that divine download, right, or to that internet connection with your computer and your system, right, like we were just talking about, the more that you have connection to that intuition and guidance, the more you'll be guided to what it is that you're supposed to say that's perfect and right for that person that you may not even know that you would say if you were just intellectually trying to figure it out in advance of what's the perfect thing to say, right?
Totally. And so I want to get deeper into that because I think sometimes when you've done it for a while, it feels like it's so normal and it feels like you should be able to say to somebody, well, just close your eyes and then connect to that person. Mm-hmm. But if somebody is new to this or they haven't done it a lot, maybe we can try to like break it down a little bit about what you mean when you say connect to that person. Like I'll just speak personally. For myself, I know when I close my eyes, I can literally kind of almost feel my energetic connection to all that is. And I don't know that I can even break down how that happens, so I'm hoping you can.
Okay. Well, this is maybe even a simpler version. So I have the same experience, you know, where I close my eyes and I can feel in it too. It's almost like an internal energy that feels fully connected to everything that is. But one of the easier ways to do it, if you're not someone who has that as a practice, right? If it's easy for you, definitely do it that way. That's a great easy way. If not, you can even just close your eyes and imagine in your mind's eye, or if you don't think through your, you know, vision, if imagine through your mind's ear, right? either the voice of that person or envisioning them in your mind's eye, the person that you're going to be speaking to, and allow them to be brought into that space. Almost like your imagination when you dream, right? When you dream, you can see pictures. Same kind of thing in your mind's eye. You start to envision that person that you're going to be speaking to. And it oftentimes will come in as like an avatar, and then a whole group of people you can envision. And you can literally send them a little golden connection, like a little bit of light over to them and wherever they are, and honor that light inside them, witness the light inside of each one of them, and then just ask to be guided to whatever it is that you're meant to share.
I really, really like this too, because I think sometimes people, they get afraid about putting themselves out there. And so whether you're walking into a networking meeting or whether you're walking onto a stage or whether you're walking into a podcast interview or whatever you're doing, if you get the focus off of yourself and you start thinking about other people and who you're connecting with, and when you come at it with a real intention and a real true desire that I just want to have a meaningful connection with people. And I'm going to do my best. My intention is to do my best to bring my best self to this so that I can meet them at their best self. I mean, that's just such a big feel good all around. I just feel warm and fuzzy just saying all of that. And it makes it so easy to go like, oh gosh, I'm so over myself right now. And I'm so not thinking about me and like, oh, what if there's something on my teeth? You know, like I'm more thinking about them, right? So I think this is just like a good technique on multiple fronts. Do you have anything you want to add to that before I talk more about getting your message out?
Well, no, one other thing that I like to do too is literally to pre-pave the conversation and the energy in a room. So like, let's say that you are going into a networking room, you can literally send in light ahead of you, right? So whatever that's going to be, it could be like a particular color that's soothing. It could be a rainbow of colors. It could be golden light. And I know this sounds kind of out there, so, but it works. It's really beautiful. It pre-paves the way, and then you can set the intention that whatever conversations you step into in that room are to be of the greatest service to everyone involved.
Yeah, brain trainers are out there, so you're all right.
Okay, good.
They're right there on the leading
edge.
They're
my people.
Yeah, they're right there on the cutting edge going like, we're okay with woo woo. We'll do it. We'll do it. Anything that's going to work to grow our business, we're in, right? So, Debbie, I really want to talk with you more about helping people to get their unique message out to the world. But before we do, I did want to gloss over the consciousness upgrade piece. Do you have any particular practice or kind of thing that people can be aware of that will help them to really make this a priority, or maybe a daily exercise they can do to level up?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's specific practices that I teach that would probably take longer than the time that we have here. But even if you just want to do something really simple to start to pre-pave the way, is to create in the morning a presence practice for you. So that's going to like prime all of your circuitry for your computer, if you will. It's going to put you in a place where you're most connected. And if you're someone that has never checked out meditation, I invite you to do that. It can be really powerful and profound. If you're someone that finds that connection in nature, one of the things that I've noticed with all the spiritual entrepreneurs that I've interviewed on my show is they all have some form of presence practice. And it could be being in nature. It could be meditating. It could be yoga. It could be whatever that practice is for you that gets you connected to your inner, you know, iCloud, if you will. That server inside.
I like that.
Downloads. Yeah.
It totally works.
Easiest way to start it.
Yeah. And I like this word again. Again, you're so nice with the verbiage. It's so good. Presence practice. Presence practice. Think about that. Being present, being aware, being in the now, and practicing it. And how do you practice? You make it a habit. Do it. Make it a practice to be present. I mean, I just love those two words together. So thank you so much for sharing that. That's really cool, Debbie. I want to take a second now. We're going to check in with our Facebook audience. And you know what? Before I forget, because I know you all are probably wondering this already, you can connect with Debbie Adeya over here at either her podcast. If you want to listen to the Spiritual Entrepreneur podcast, go to spiritualentrepreneur.com or just head over to Debbie Adeya, which is D-E-V like Victor, I-A-D like Dana, EA.com, DebbieAdeya.com. You know, she's even invited that if you want to connect or you have questions or you want to see, you know, how she can best serve you, feel free to just write support@DebbieAdeya.com, which I think is super generous that she's allowing that, because I know sometimes when you get on a podcast like this, you can get flooded with emails. So I'm just going to trust and put it out there that the right people connect at the right time. And I love that she's so open and generous with her information. Do connect with her. You know, what we're talking about here, it's really interesting stuff, and I think it's kind of the direction most of us are heading in our businesses, in that if we are more connected, more present, it's easier for us to have our intuition and our clarity and know what we need to do in our business. So after the break, we're going to talk about how to get your unique message out to the world. For those of you that don't know, we are live here on Facebook every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, and that's who we're checking in with. If you want to be part of the conversation, head on over here or head over to danawild.com/updates, and we'll let you know when we're here, and you can be here and talking to Debbie right now. Okay, so sit tight, and when we come back, we're going to talk about getting your unique message out into the world. One second.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/freetraining or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/freetraining, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/freetraining today and find out why.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Mind Aware. We are here having an awesome conversation with Devi Adeya. She is the host of the Spiritual Entrepreneur Podcast, and she's the creator of the Consciousness Upgrade Framework. And we've been talking about having a consciousness upgrade, and it's been such an interesting first half of the show where we've been really starting to understand really about like how to get present and how to practice getting present and how to make sure that you're connecting with the people you're speaking with. And guess what? When you do that, you get over yourself. Isn't that nice? And you just do, you kind of lose your fear and you gain your confidence. And we've been having so many interesting analogies that if for any reason you missed the first half of the show, you definitely have to go back and start all over and listen in. Here, going forward, though, I'd like to talk a little bit about how do you take your kind of new upgraded self, your more present, more conscious self, and then get your message out into the world, get that what you have to say out into the world from that framework. So, Devi, let's take it from there. What say you?
Yeah, so I have a lot of people come to me a lot of times that have something that's pressing on their heart and soul to express, that it's just they're either in a place of they've created a lot of external success and they're in that place of now what? Like, what is the next thing for me? Because I'm not experiencing fulfillment, even though I've done all of these things that I say I want to do. Or they're in a place where they have a new message that they're wanting to share that is, you know, really pushing on them, and they're not quite sure what to do with it. And so I get this question a lot. And what I find is that true fulfillment in life comes from truly expressing the voice of our soul. And we can do that in many different ways. We can do that through, you know, writing it in a physical medium. We can do it through a podcast. We can do it through speaking. There's so many different vehicles for sharing that message in a beautiful way, but finding the one that resonates most with you. So I work with a lot of people who want to create podcasts. I have a course called Podcast on Purpose. And I find that sometimes that's a safe way for people to start to get their message out, especially when they're, you know, a lot of podcasters don't even use video. So you can be home in your yoga pants or with pajamas or whatever. And sharing your message literally all across the planet. Some people are more wanting to have more visibility, and they'll go out and they'll get on a stage and they'll create it that way. Some people typically will download their information through writing. So whatever your medium is that you want to select to use, and maybe you do it in a round robin order, you start with one thing and go to the next, whatever feels like it calls to you most, start there. And just make time in your calendar every day for sitting and listening. And if you process it speaking, some people write books by literally speaking their book and having it transcribed. Some people will do their podcast by interviewing other people to start so that they can learn and have the courage then to share their message, right? In a safer space. You know, some people will get on the stage right away and say, I'm ready to tell the world, right? So, but pick a platform that's going to reach the people that you feel that you're here to serve, that's going to really honor the extraordinary message that you have inside. Because I believe that each one of us come in here with our own unique gifts and message and purpose, and we're here to shine and get to know that beautiful voice of our soul. We're here to just put that on loudspeaker in service to humanity. And when we do that, either through one of those platforms that I mentioned or through a profitable business in service to humanity, the extraordinary feeling of fulfillment that you'll get from that and the incredible journey of self-transformation that you'll undergo is pretty epic. Yeah. And so,
Yeah, totally. I couldn't agree. And I want to reiterate something you said. I don't mean to step on you here, but I think this is so important. Did you hear what Devi said? She said, pick one, right? There's such a noisy world and we get told to do all these things from all these different arenas, but you don't have to do all those things. Pick one, the one that you're most in alignment with. That's gold, that advice right there. So sorry, Devi. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please.
Thank you. Yeah. No, that's great. No, and absolutely what Dana just said is so perfect. Yeah, you definitely want to pick one. And you can repurpose the stuff that you do in other ways too, right? You can, if you have a podcast, you can repurpose the audio for other, you know, means of getting your message out in different platforms later. But pick what resonates first, the first one. And then as you're going through and doing it, if you're having the conversation of who am I, or I don't want to be seen for who I truly am. Like, you know, those fears that we have this perceived vision of what could happen, which most likely will not, right? I was terrified to come out on a spiritual entrepreneur because I didn't want anyone to know I was spiritual, which is ridiculous because who I am, right?
right? It's so true. It's like, oh no, they'll think I'm this, you know? Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, techie girl over here was like, what are my friends at Oracle going to think about me if I come out to talk about this? So yeah, but you've got to honor that light of your soul, that voice of your soul, and share it. And you'll be amazed at the transformation that you give to other people by just being yourself and sharing that beautiful, radiant message that you've come here to share.
Yeah, I just have to pull out the phrase you said again, because I think it's so important, is just be yourself. Because when you're yourself, the more real you are, you give other people permission to be real too, you know, and that's what people are signing up for. They're signing up for getting to be around you and hanging out with you and hearing what you've got to say, and what you've got to say is important. So I love all of that, Debbie. Thank you so much. This was so awesome, and I know that our peeps just adore you already. Can we get a big old whoop whoop for Debbie out there? Make sure to check out Debbie at Debbie, D-E-V like Victor I, Adea, A-D-E-A.com, DebbieAdea.com, or check out her podcast at SpiritualEntrepreneur.com. She's also invited, if you really want to connect and you've got some questions or clarification you need on things, please feel free to write to support@DebbieAdea.com, which is like hugely generous. Debbie, this was so much fun. Do you have any parting advice for everybody before we say goodbye?
Yeah, I would just say make time or space in your calendar for grace. Meaning, make time for those moments where you can get those downloads. If you're finding that, you know, your schedule is so crammed full because you feel like you have to be doing, which a lot of us can experience as entrepreneurs, take some time and just chunk it out so that you have some of that connect time, so that you can start to hear those divine downloads, because those will guide and direct your life in a way that none of your mental activity or action only will. And action is really important. I'm a full fan of inspired action. And you need space for grace. So make some time for that.
I love it. Space for grace. And you know what? You're right. That's when the genius ideas come. You know, your genius ideas don't come when you're focused at the computer typing away. They come when you're out and your brain expands. So thank you for that, Debbie. It's just been such a joy having you here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be on your show, Dana. And I just have to say, I loved having you on my show, and all of my tribe loved you and think you're brilliant. So your work that you're doing in the world is really beautiful.
We love the mutual love fest. It's so good. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And thank you for being here too, because you get this, don't you? Like, we're starting to come to understand more and more and more that building your business isn't about making sure that you've got the right color button on your sales page. It's not about making sure that you've spent a certain amount in Facebook ads. Building your business is about being a better you and connecting to your source and your source energy, getting present and developing a presence practice and going for that consciousness upgrade. And the nice thing is, today, with these very simple steps, it's so easy to do. You don't have to make it hard. Just spend more time finding that space for grace. And as you do start to take action, pick that one thing that makes your heart sing. And that's it. Wash, rinse, repeat. You can do that, and you can start today. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. It's not a hell yes, it's a no.
Very good, yes.
Don't be afraid to make the change. The world will go on.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Practice mindful walking.
Stay outside of your comfort zone, because that's where the magic happens.
How many people we know who get to the top of the ladder and, as Stephen Covey beautifully said, find that it's leaning against the wrong wall?
Pause and give this moment my full love and attention.
Feedback does not ever tell you anything about yourself. It tells you about the person or the people giving the feedback.
Am I being driven by my greed? Am I being driven by my pride or my ego?
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.